Yeah, so as we walk through, notice the different levels that we go through and try and notice the uneven floor, and we'll go back.
Corey Wall of MRV Architects of Juneau explained that problems in Petersburg's building are caused by settling underneath.
What's failing is that they poured these concrete slabs not connected to those exterior walls and grade beams. So what's failing is underneath us right here, the old muck that they put these concrete slabs down on is slowly starting to compact. So you can see that
the settling slab has meant sloping floors in the police station along with walls separating from the ceiling.
You can see the deformity in this wall.
Oh, yeah.
This wall is not attached to the ceiling as it should be.
A structural engineer, however, has determined that the overall outer wall and roof of the building are still sound. That has led the borough to look into renovation instead of building new, and it will mean juggling borough staff during the project. The plan is to move the borough manager, clerk, and other administration staff, along with the finance office, up to the second floor of the building eventually, into a newly renovated area that used to be the city's old library.
In the middle, we're putting a new conference room, like a 12-person conference room. So we'll have the assembly chambers for big meetings. We'll have the training room downstairs for medium-sized meetings, and then the conference room here for smaller meetings. And all of those function off the lobby and the stairs, so they can be used after hours without opening up the municipal offices or going through the police department.
But first, those employees will all be moved to rented offices for a year in the Petersburg Indian Association's building. Existing borough offices and the old fire hall would be remodeled into a new police station and jail. Wall said the police department would be remaining in its current place for that year's time until the work is done.
So that bay that is the police station, we're just going to leave that entirely untouched while we renovate the whole rest of the building, and that's what we're calling phase one. So for phase one, we're manipulating the power so that the police station still has power and heat, lights, everything, but the whole rest of the building we're just going to completely come in with a hammer and just take it apart. So that wall that now divides, and we'll look at it, but it's the south wall of the old fire station, that wall just stays and is going to divide the police station from what's happening over here.
Once the new police station and jail is complete, the police department will move out of their old digs. Then the inside wooden structure there will be demolished, and that area will be turned into a vehicle sally port for unloading prisoners. Police Chief Kelly Swihart explained the need for that area, essentially an enclosed garage.
When we have someone that we arrest and we bring in, we're on this icy surface out here, and if they struggle back there, that's a danger to them and the officers. But once they get in here for processing, this isn't secure. There's no way for us to secure this door going out without some renovation there, tweaking that frame, it's tweaked, and also some renovation here in the kitchen.
New jail cells would also be installed with improved ADA access and safety measures, along with two new temporary holding cells and a secure spot for processing prisoners.
It really makes our folks safer and more secure. And it's, just a more professional work environment as well. So the workflow makes a lot of sense.
The new police station lobby would remain on Main Street, but it would be larger than the current cramped space for the public. The work would improve the insulation on the entire building. The base bid does not include a new roof. However, an added alternative could increase the cost and would add a new roof. Wall thought the building's existing elevator would need to be replaced in 5 to 10 years. That's something the plans don't call for in the base bid, but Wall said an added alternative, depending on bids, could make that happen.
Probably wouldn't propose it if the elevator didn't need to be replaced at some point in the immediate future anyway, but because it does, we're going to put it in as an alternate in the project and see how the prices turn out.
Local government has been trying to come up with a new or renovated police station for years. For a while, the police station was part of a larger public safety building project. The price tag for that grew too large, and it resulted in a separate fire hall on Haugen Drive. The municipality then looked into options for building new or renovating other existing buildings before coming up with this latest plan. The assembly this week gave the go-ahead to put the project out to bid, and they'll still have to vote to award the project and give final approval to the borough's plan to fund the renovation. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.